We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Myles Garrett is on the COVID list. Has it been confirmed that he's tested positive, or have they not really confirmed?
Yeah, and so the question with him now is, when does that 10-day clock start ticking? And that ultimately, I think, is going to determine his availability for the game next weekend against Jacksonville. So it is, in my view, a catastrophic loss for the defense. It really is, because they basically got two, maybe three or four guys on that side of the ball that it can actually play. And that I want to keep as core members of that unit. Everybody else, they're just, you know, they're just kind of filling holes for now. And so it really is. Now, I before it popped on with you, working on my game preview, and in my head, I'm debating for the projected starters, who do I put in his place, in the starting lineup? Because Kevin Stefanski would not say today, would not provide any specifics other than to say it's going to be a rotation. So is it going to be Adrian Claiborne, Porter Gustin? There's some chance that we could see some Sheldon Richardson play some end, but I doubt that Richardson would start at that position. So that's, you know, those are the things tossing around, you know, between my ears. It is a massive, massive loss, because as we saw against the Raiders, when he had to come off the field, Bull, they got no pass rush whatsoever. It completely vanished. So I'll be honest with you, I'm kind of expecting that that's what's going to happen Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles, that the Browns really are going to struggle to generate any type of pass rush.
Yeah, it's a huge deal. We were talking about, earlier in the week, coincidentally, we were having a conversation between, we talked about, Dustin and I, Myles Garrett, Nick Chubb, Baker Mayfield. What's the biggest loss through the least biggest loss in terms of if they couldn't play? Because usually you'd have a quarterback number one. I said Myles Garrett 1, Chubb 2, Baker 3. Dustin said Chubb 1, Garrett 2, Baker 3. And now, but, you know, clearly Myles Garrett, like, the Browns are not 6-3. If Myles Garrett had not played this season, the Browns' record's what? 4-5, 5-4. I don't know what it is. It's not 6-3.
Well, in the six wins, he's made a game-changing play in each one of those victories. And that cannot be overstated enough. I think they're probably 3-6. If Garrett had not played this year, Bull, he changed Bengals game, changed Washington, Dallas, the Colts. He really changed the outcome of those games with plays that he made. So. Yeah. It is, like I said, I don't think I'm being too dramatic when I say it is a catastrophic loss for the defensive side of the ball, because I believe that he is that good. If you want further evidence, I'll go back to last year. Look at the last six games and how bad the defense was when he wasn't on the field.
And especially because Carson Wentz this year has been awful.
Yeah,
and has been so prone to mistakes when he's been pressured. And now without Myles Garrett, as you say, We were looking at it before. If you combine the sacks of every other defensive lineman on the roster, it's, I think it was 8 or 8.5, maybe 9, and Myles Garrett is 9.5. He has more sacks than every other defensive lineman on the team combined.
Yeah.
That's nuts. There's no, and half of those sacks, if not more, by the other guys, only probably happened because Miles was out there. So I can't imagine they're going to get much pressure at all.
Yeah, and this is one of those weeks where you really want that pressure because you're playing a guy that you dial up the heat, he's going to give the ball away. And and your defense, one of the primary ways you've actually been able to get off the field this year is through turnovers. Now, granted, they haven't done that the last couple of games, and they haven't given up a ton of points. But as I've said, Mother Nature's been the 12th man out there for the defense. You know, I don't want to discount what they've done, but let's also be honest about it. The weather has helped them tremendously these last two home games. So, you know, I guess hopefully it's another wet Sunday, and, you know, maybe that'll slow some things up for Philadelphia offensively, and provide the Browns defense with some opportunities, because obviously on the, you know, on the flip side, offensively for the Browns, not really worried about it. You got the two battering rams in Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt that will just be able to handle things fine. So, I guess, pray for rain again.
Yeah, well, it is supposed to rain. The weather's not supposed to be as bad, obviously, as the last two games. Not supposed to be crazy wind, but there is supposed to be some wind, you know, light winds and some rain. But, you know, to me, again, even if the weather is a little better, until somebody shows me they can stop the run, and maybe Pittsburgh will, maybe Baltimore, who knows. But Philly's got a pretty good D-line. But I'm running the ball, you know, consistently at a better than 50% clip until someone shows me they can stop it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's hard to argue against that. And you look at the Browns, they're, you know, top five running the ball, but they're ranked 30th throwing it. And again, there's, you know, circumstances has kind of skewed those statistics a little bit, just like the point differential that, you know, some people want to talk about. If the Browns didn't get blown out in those two games, the point differential is a lot different than what it actually is. So, I think that from the Browns' perspective, their bread and butter is the run game right now, and they really should stick with that against Philadelphia. And also, again, you know, control the pace of the game, kind of dictate things, and, you know, limit Philadelphia's opportunities, you know, to do damage against you. That's you know, I think that, you want to use the pass game, no question about it, but the Browns don't have to force that issue. If the weather's not cooperating or it's just not there, whatever, they don't have to force that issue. They are good enough that they can win a game, you know, simply by running the football. And the byproduct of that, obviously, is you get to play a little keep away. And to me, I think the best defense for the Browns right now is their offense.
All right, Darrell. So the other guys that have some designations, right? You got Conklin and Parkey on the COVID list due to contact tracing. And you have Wyatt Teller, Mack Wilson listed as questionable. Are we assuming all four of those guys will play?
Yeah, I am at this point. You know, I think that, you know, Stefanski described Teller's situation as he's just sore. Wilson didn't practice yesterday, but he played today. And then the thought has been with Conklin as well as Parkey that both players were going to be able to clear the protocol to be eligible to play. So the difference is, you know, Miles was exhibiting the symptoms, and then I obviously, you know, ended up testing positive, whereas these guys aren't exhibiting anything. It was a close contact situation, similar to what happened with Baker Mayfield during the bye week. So hopefully all the tests come back negative once again. And then on Saturday, those two guys should be available. Because if Parkey isn't available, let's be honest about it, that's another, you know, thing that you throw in here if they have to go ahead and have to activate Matthew McCrane. He's the kid that's on the practice squad, the kicker there.
Right.
You know, they would have to activate him, and then all of a sudden, the kicking game comes, you know, into play here on top of not having Myles Garrett. So, again, fingers crossed that those tests come back negative and both of those players are able to go.
All right, Darryl, who you got winning the game?
Going into the week bowl and all week until this morning, I had the Browns. And
yeah,
I have some serious reservations about that right now. Philadelphia absolutely needs this. This is the first time we get to see Carson Wentz here in Cleveland. I just all of a sudden have a very bad feeling about it. But I'm going to stick with the Browns. But they're going to win it by the skin of their teeth. It's going to be a super tight game. It's not going to be the point spread that I thought it was going to be going into the week. I'll say the Browns hang on, find a way to win. But I am not confident in my pick at all.
If you had to bet right now, if Myles Garrett returns for Jacksonville next week, how would you bet?
I would bet no, just because I don't have enough information to, I don't have enough information to say that he's going to be back. So
yeah.
I err on the side of he's not going to be back. So, I'd probably say no at this point. But again, it all depends when that clock started ticking for him on that, that 10-day countdown and how fast those symptoms, subside for him.
I think it's funny that Stefanski says, oh, I don't really know the protocols. We follow them. I know he's really touchy about talking about people on the COVID list, which I get, but obviously he knows the protocols. First of all, he's extremely smart and well detailed, and he couldn't tell you that he follows the protocols if he didn't know what they were.
Right, and that's the thing. He didn't want to answer that question, and typically what his default is he goes to the playing dumb, and I mean that with respect, but when he answers the question, he plays dumb and says, well, I don't know, I got to talk to Joe, and Joe will fill me in, and I don't know about the protocols, I just know that we're following them. And, well, if you don't know the protocols, you certainly don't know if you're following them, because then you're just taking it, someone else's word. And from what I understand, Kevin Stefanski's been instrumental behind the scenes, amongst many others, making sure that they're following the protocol. So that was, in defense of him, that was his way of not answering a question that, quite frankly, he didn't want to answer.
That's
just the way he phrased it was not good.
Yeah, it was funny. All right, Darryl, good stuff. Have a good weekend, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a good weekend, Bowlin. Enjoy the game Sunday.
Thanks, man.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.